Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burke Bigler, Dan Mason, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this on Election Day, Tuesday the 5th, with Mary Lau, and she doesn't know the results yet, so we can't ask her for that at this point. But Mary Lau is president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you back in the program.
Thank you, Sam, and thank you for the disclaimer.
Well, let's start out with, you did a ton of polling on question three throughout the cycle. What did you learn from that over the course of the last several months?
Oh, actually, I learned that the public does listen. The public is very much aware. You always hear about low-information voters. Not so. They really do study the issues and stuff. Ads will influence them, absolutely. But it was an amazing exercise in public awareness, I guess is an easy way to put it, because I've been on the no position from the very beginning, even during session. So it was... It was brilliant work done by the firm.
I don't think it surprised you that the AFL-CIO came your way. Were you surprised the Culinary came your way as well, or did it just make sense for them to do that?
It just makes sense, and that was one of the problems with this initiative, is that there's a brotherhood and sisterhood within union organizations, and that's been some of the beauty of it, that if there's a Teamster strike, plumbers and pipe fitters are going to participate or not cross the line, at least. In this case, the way the teachers designed it, and Danny was working with them in the beginning, it came up to, it's about us, you guys are out of here. And it did not include anything. It was more like, we're going to protect our jobs, but it's going to cost you yours. So, I mean, Nevada's a great gambling state, but are you going to gamble at your company that's going to cut costs and jobs? It was unfair that what the teachers did, and it was an untenable position they put the unions in.
All right, so now what happens when you go to the legislature? At this point, are the teachers' union, or is the teachers' union damaged goods going in, or does business and the other entities that were part of the no coalition go in and look at education and say, okay, these are the needs. We think we can fund them, but these are the reforms we need to have taken care of.
I think some of the county education associations and stuff like that are going to have to look for some leadership change and stuff, because legislators, I mean, they went out over their skis and took legislators on that they never needed to, and created some difficulties and stuff. So you'll probably see, if not a change of leadership, a change of negotiators, because it is damaged goods right now. Because if you're going to wage a bitter, bloody battle, you're going to get it on you, too.
All right, so the governor, I think we can say safely, will win by at least one vote. Probably a much
greater. Possibly one vote over 75%.
What does this mean going into the next session, do you believe?
It depends on how it switches, because if Roberson takes over the Senate, and if the election was held today, he probably will.
And the election is,
and
being,
the
held
election
today.
Is being held today.
We
so
just
that's
don't have
a
the results.
Comment. Boom. At the end of early voting, all the numbers indicate that he's got it. So
right.
We'll leave that at that. And then the mail-in ballots now have shifted a lot, even more Republican and stuff. So with that takeover, and the conundrum in the assembly is amazing. I haven't seen that my entire time in sessions, watching what's going on there. And it's fascinating. So once that situation is settled, then I think everybody's willing to work with this governor, including business community and labor and stuff, to come up with some answers for the state.
Are you pleased that it's looking as though Marilyn Kirkpatrick will remain speaker?
I don't know if it's looking that way, but Marilyn Kirkpatrick is an amazing woman and a great speaker. And her and Pat Hickey have worked together well. So there's been no personal battle there. There's none of this we're taking over stuff. It was a very good campaign on Pat Hickey's part with an organized plan. But the plan wasn't to go in and storm the Bastille. The plan was a concerted effort over several cycles. So it just got caught in the wave. I love how it's called a Republican wave. But Marilyn's excellent. She has my support 100%.
It's interesting to see that after years and years of trying, the GOP finally has a get-out-the-vote machine that's working. And were you surprised that Senator Reid did not kick his machine into full gear, or was he just too concerned with national issues?
Well, first of all, the Republican machine did not kick in. I mean, I'll argue that it's not a party machine.
It's
something the governor put together.
Correct.
And the same way that Reid put together his machine on his own. But yeah, I mean, the senator has a few issues in Washington and a few races that he's looking at. He really had to depend on the parties here to do their own thing. The Democrat Party had huge, huge dollars. I mean, Reid supported them financially, and there is somewhat of the GOTV efforts and stuff, but I think a little bit of arrogance was there too, thinking, oh, we've got it, the machine's there. Nobody knows what the machine is, so they didn't know what they were talking about to put together.
And do you believe that we're just in part of a cycle here, that this is cyclical over the years, that you see things go to the Democrats, then you see things come back to the Republicans, people get tired of those in leadership?
Unfortunately, yes. Now, do I want to see where we get to balance and get into the center and start working together? Absolutely. We can't continue this constantly. I hate your guy, so we're going to vote against you this time, and I hate this guy now, so we're going to vote against you this time. We've got to get some consistency and some good leadership.
That's interesting. Well, let's hold this. We've so much to talk about. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry. who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. Okay, so you made a good point right before we went to the break there, which is that we have seen a lot more across the nation of these Senate races becoming, you know, the finalists have been more moderates than they have extremes, really on both sides. But on the other side of this, the attack ads have been more vicious than ever. You know, the choices are, do you vote for this scumbag or this scumbag? I mean, that's not a good way to have a democracy.
Well, no, it isn't. And it's not even, most of those ads don't come from the candidates themselves. They come from outside groups. Now, granted, you'll have the candidates, people sometimes going, ooh, they found this out about so-and-so, and they're going, I can't touch it, but if you find somebody that does, it's okay. That's a problem. It's sort of tacit agreement. But generally speaking, it's outside groups that fur around and get in the dirt, and then they go, okay, we can run this and turn it into something. And that is no way to run a democracy. I think people are getting tired of that, and they'd like to hear qualifications, reasons for running, and some legitimate debate and conversation. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know.
But do you see it changing?
Not at this point in time, no.
Because, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, we've seen record spending where we didn't expect to see record spending in Nevada this year. I mean, it's another record. And we're going to see even more of these campaign ads coming along in 2016. In fact, what's been really fascinating to me was how far drilled down some of the campaigns were. My wife and I play, you know, Words with Friends. And there on my phone is an ad for Governor Sandoval during Words with Friends.
Oh, the social media is amazing now. I mean, that is such a key part of all campaigns. If anybody thought it wasn't going to be, they're crazy. And now you're trying to play catch up to find out what social media can do. You know, more things get broken on Twitter and more things get Word with Friends and stuff like that. Yeah, they crawl everywhere. We're being invaded. No, but it's true. Social media is important. And the younger generations, they don't listen to TV ads. They turn them off. I mean, now you can hop over them and all this other stuff. But they'll look at Twitter or they'll look at you know, Words with Friends, something crawling across there is something. You know, they talk in text. They don't talk in paragraphs.
All right, so let's talk about presuming, and again, this
You've
is presuming. Lieutenant Governor could be Mark Hutchison, raised a ton of money. And you give me the look for those on the radio here.
Okay, we're talking about Lieutenant Governor Hutchison. Okay,
potentially.
I'm calling it.
All right, okay, fine. You know, there was a lot of talk about him being the stand-in for Governor Sandoval. Governor Sandoval decided to take on Harry Reid or other projects. The governor, I think, has made it very clear that he's not going anywhere. But do you look at Mark Hutchison and think of him as a potential candidate against Harry Reid?
Oh, good grief. I think media is trying to create a candidate against Harry Reid.
Well, that's because the Republicans haven't put up anybody obvious yet.
Well, yeah, I guess they try to create a candidate against Sandoval, too. The Democrat, you know, the media kept going, can't we find somebody? No, they couldn't. I don't know what Lieutenant Governor Hutchison's campaign plans are for the future. He still has young children, and he's very much a family man. So, you know, it's a time and a place for everything. So we'll see if it's his time.
I mean, do you think Mark Amadei would be willing to take a shot? He seems to be very happy in his CD2 seat. Joe Heck in CD3 if he comes through, which it looks like he's going to.
I think they both come through. I don't know that I see that. I would see it perhaps more on Joe Heck's side, because this is such a targeted district that every single, I mean, as soon as the election's over, he's got to raise money for the next election. I mean, if there was any campaign reform, I wish they would make it like 4 years for the House of Representatives, because it's crazy. But I don't see Mark making that jump, because these are the people he knows, these are the people he loves, and of course he loves the state too, so I could eat my words on this one.
But. All right, let's go to a race that I don't think anybody thought was going to be a big race until the last few weeks, and that's Crescent Hardy and Stephen Horsfoot. Your
Isn't
thoughts
that
on this
amazing?
Race?
Amazing? Yes. It's just been a hoot. You know, Stephen,
I don't think Congressman Horsfoot.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Or the
DCCC. Watch is so good when you're looking from the outside. You know, you're not the one bruised.
And I should point out that this is your personal opinion, because Retail Association is.
You know, absolutely.
Does not
we do not contribute
races.
To federal races at all. Thank you for that, Sam. But Stephen got in trouble in his first election cycle, and they had to come in and bail him out. Now, I think he thought that he was doing some firewalls by spending time in the rurals and stuff like that. But Crescent Hardy's from the rurals, and there's a tendency in Clark County to ignore what Washoe County and the rurals have to offer until you get to the election and there's that holy smoke moment when it's vital. And, you know, Stephen made a big error at the end of his race by running that radio commercial with he and Barack Obama, looking at the president's numbers are so bad, and thinking that you're going to capture airwaves and it's only going to play in a small section of North Las Vegas, which is an African-American population, and that they still support the president. Well, then you got Hardy that takes and releases the same thing that says, I'm Crescent Hardy and I approve right. Stephen's ad, basically.
Right.
So he's in it. Right now he's 2,000 votes behind. Mail-in ballots just went more for Mr. Hardy. So it's like, holy moly, what a race. I wouldn't be surprised if Crescent takes it.
Interesting days.
Small.
We'll see you next week here on the program.
Thank you, Mr. Shab.
Thank you, Ms. Lau. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
I was kind of debating between colleges and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington, because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Families are unique and face different situations. As your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center is here to help. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 in just minutes. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. We guarantee to beat the rate of any payday lender, and we lend more, way more. We look forward to making you part of our family. Find us at don'tbebroke.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on the Bad News Makes. We have a great Power Pundit panel as always. And just want to remind folks who are watching and listening to this program that we're taping this on election day. So none of these folks know the results of the elections yet. So we're still talking. And we're joined by Marsha Burke Bigler, Washoe County Commissioner, Dan Mason, who is the afternoon host on News Talk 780 KOH, The Dan Mason Show, cleverly named, I might point out, and Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic Chair. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Marsha, let's start out with the sheriff's race. There's sheriff's races in both ends of the state. It seems like the one in Southern Nevada is pretty much done, but we'll see it after the voting is done. But as I want to point out, nobody is going to be influenced by our conversation here as far as the discussion goes. But the sheriff's race in Northern Nevada is very interesting.
It is.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting from a lot of perspectives, obviously. But Chuck Allen has very good name recognition in this community.
As a Nevada Highway Trooper.
Nevada Highway Trooper. And Trooper Chuck on television. He's been on TV on lots of different programs. He's worked in schools with children. So he has really good name recognition. And he's politically, he's good speaking with public. Tim Kuzanik, on the other hand, is a much quieter type of personality. He's very well known, very effective, does an excellent job
when
as undersheriff.
When you say well known, we'll say within the law enforcement community.
Within the law enforcement community.
Because he's been the man, the current sheriff, Mike Haley, endorsed. But the general public didn't know him at all.
The general public does not know him. And that's because he's worked within the type of personality. He is a much quieter personality. He's worked within the enforcement community. He's worked really well with the county. Both gentlemen are really great guys. And from the commission's perspective, you know, we work with the sheriff's office on a regular basis. And whoever gets elected, I will work with.
Dan, this goes to the power of the media. If Dan Mason were to run for office, Dan Mason would have a heck of a lead right off the bat just because of a career in broadcasting. How does this apply in the sheriff's race?
Oh, I think it applies quite a bit. I mean, Chuck has been out there and in front of cameras, the media, the newspapers, whatever, for a very long time. And name recognition is huge, especially if you talk about people who may not be as conversant on the issues as someone like us, for example. So, yeah, I think you got to give Chuck the edge.
Do you have any concerns, though, about you've got the second in command of the sheriff's department, total stability, you have somebody coming from the highway patrol, maybe instability?
Maybe. If the experience angle was that important, Dick Kirkland never would have got elected. And that worked out pretty well back in the day.
Yeah,
so
but
I don't know if you can make that.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was head of Reno Police Department.
He was a known entity. One of the things I would just add here is that I think the effect of this race is largely that people are tired of the insider, of that good old boy. When in my run for mayor, when I was really dumb and decided to run for mayor. One of the things I found as I talked to people is that they're really tired of that good old boy perspective. I think that comes from Washington, D.C., but regardless, that, I think, impacts all of these races.
Okay, Dory, your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Tim has got the experience within the sheriff's department. I thought he was an incredible candidate. I happen to like the man very much. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Chuck Allen's got the name recognition. You know, everybody knew Trooper Chuck in the morning, and, you know, he gave the traffic report. So I think the election is going to be very close, honestly.
All right. So we obviously don't know the result of the election for mayor. How do you think it plays, depending on whether Ray Pezzanella or Hillary Sheevy become the mayor of Reno?
Well, I think they're both excellent candidates, and both will do a very good job. From the position of being a commissioner, I, as a commissioner, feel I can work really well with either one of them. But I think how it plays is if Hillary becomes the mayor, who fills her seat? And, you know, obviously that's an issue that will make a difference to a lot of people. I think what's happening in this election is the city council is going from center to the right, leaning to the right, to center, leaning to the left. And so it's changing the perspective of how people are going to look at business and other issues, I think, in the community.
All right, and Dan, you just hosted the debate between these two. Your thoughts coming out of that?
I thought they were both pretty darn good candidates. I think it becomes a question of business versus something else. Rape has an element that comes from the
Do you want
business.
To define something else?
No, I don't want to define something else.
I think Marcia was defining it as liberalism.
There's the business angle, and the question of a lot of people is, who's going to stand up to the unions harder, if at all? And that is a concern I believe a lot of people in the city have, is the power of the police and the fire unions to dictate policy. And who's is anybody going to stand up to that or not?
And Dory is chomping at the bit right here.
She's going to slap me.
Either one is going to change the dynamics of
the
city council completely.
I agree with that.
And the only thing that I have heard about Mr. Penzanella is, you know, he's part of that good old boy attitude that we've had or we've seen here, where Hillary is new, fresh, and, you know, will make an excellent mayor with her background. So, you know.
But you're not giving away your position at all,
no,
right there.
No,
okay, that's where we got late. We are out of time, kids. Thank you all very much.
You.
Can't wait for the next show with all the elections and all the pundits. We'll be right back.
Heard on the job? Here is reason number four why you should call Attorney Jay Short.
You may be entitled to more workers' compensation benefits. Just because you're getting some benefits now doesn't mean it's everything you're entitled to.
Call Attorney Jay Short at 786-2006.
If you like well-made furniture as much as you like a good deal, then you'll need to visit Ennis during our Veterans Day sale. We're celebrating like never before with savings throughout on absolutely everything. Plus, with payment in full, we're offering an extra 10% off all sale prices. You'll find savings of 25 to 50%, and we're still going to give you an extra 10% off the sale price. This is as good as it gets right now at Ennis.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Title Max got your money, your money, your money, your real money.
Title Max can turn your title into real money. We're talking $1, $5, even $10,000.
Your real money.
Title Max takes any make, any model, any year. All it takes now is a title and ID, and you're approved.
Your real money.
Bring your car title to Title Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Title Max got your money, your money, your real money.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
$5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner weekday specials. Eat at Joe's, 6350 South Virginia, corner of Neal.
The next broadcast, pundits, pundits, pundits will sum up the election. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.